Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. With John Deere, P&K Equipment is bringing a new concept to the market. It's all about how to mow well fast. With P&K, you can breeze through your yard work with a John Deere residential zero turn starting at $24.99, or you can get a riding lawn tractor starting at only $14.99. P&K's got the mower and accessories you need to make sure you mow well fast with any size yard. Because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer in 73116. Price and model availability may vary by location. Some restrictions may apply. See P&K for details.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Cattle futures were under pressure today as we nearly touched contract lows from last month. August feeders down 95 cents to close here at 138.50. They were nearly $2 lower than that, $3 lower at one point today. Of course, yesterday that market was under quite a bit of pressure, being down over $4 in most months. But we have not gone back to the lows from the about June 20th, which were just below 135 in the August futures. And live cattle are down 20 to 55 here. August down 55 at 108.80. That is contract lows here on the August live cattle today, all the way down here. A lot of people looking for that market to possibly rally, as boxed beef has stayed relatively steady over the last couple of days, despite what the futures have done on the August live cattle. Another thing that's been noticeable is the live cattle, and the difference between live cattle and the cash market is pretty wide at this point. It's been that way for a couple of months. Live cattle cash bid right now 116, the offer is 122, where the August live cattle are 108.80. So quite a bit of difference there. Box beef at midday up 38 cents on choice at 209.08. Select up 144 at 196.84. But across the board, we were lower on cattle futures.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain markets today were higher here following this USDA report, which was 11 a.m. or midday today. To go over and summarize the report, the old crop corn ending stocks, 1.701 billion bushels. That was 104 million less than the average analyst guess. So old crop corn ending stocks were considered bullish. Soybeans slightly bullish at 350 million bushels. The average guess was 352. New crop corn, 2.081 billion bushels. The average guess was 2.205. So old crop and new crop U.S. ending stocks were considered bullish for corn. Beans were 290 million, 3 million higher than the 287 estimated for the new crop. Wheat was slightly less at 1.105 billion bushels. So beans were neutral here in the United States, and wheat was considered neutral here for the ending stocks as well. On the world level, old crop, wheat, corn, and beans. Wheat was slightly higher, corn was slightly higher, and beans were slightly higher for old crop. And now new crop, we were tighter for wheat by about 5 million metric tons. Corn was bigger than expected by about 3 million, and beans were right in line with where estimates guessed. The big surprise today, I feel, was the bullish side on the corn.
Justin, how can folks get more information from you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.